The Sentai Review, Episode 57, Sun Vulcan Mecha. Okay, welcome back to Sentai Wednesday, or Wednesday Sentai, or Sentai Review, or, you know, we never named this show. I'm your host, Reploid Bill, William Bush, go around.
Sud Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. So, I guess, first things first, in the comments below, if you guys would like to try to name this show, because right now we just like...
It's been like Sentai Review, that's probably about it.
Well, I'll bet you that's taken. There's no way Sentai Review doesn't exist. That has to be an actual thing.
Well, but I mean, it started as the Sentai Costume Review.
No, you misunderstand. If you type in Sentai Review in Google, I promise you that's taken. There's no way nobody has that. That's too simple.
I came up with a name at work, but since we're doing the Japanese Sentai stuff, we haven't gotten to the American stuff, I called it My Morphonomical Wednesday. Figured that would be a kind of a cool name.
What?
Meh. Is not bad, but it's not good.
I'm asking for your guys' help in the
actually,
comments below.
It's just been Googled, Bill.
And?
There is none.
Sentai Review does not exist?
Nope.
Get the fuck out of here. Let me see your girlfriend's phone.
Holy sheep shit.
Holy shit. No fucking way. There's Super Sentai Reviews.
Which, that I can believe.
We need to copyright that shit.
There's,
there's
Akizuki Super Sentai Blog, Super Sentai Review Kairio Sentai Zuranger Jeff Fusion.
Quit plugging other shows, damn it! We're talking our show!
Oh yeah, I don't want to lose what members we have here. But we got a fairly active fan base here. They actually do talk with us, so... Okay, if you guys have ideas, do post them below, but we might just take that now. This might be
Sentai
Review. Might have just found a name. Okay, so speaking in which, I guess we're supposed to, you know, review some Sentai stuff, and that's what this show is about. We're not going to become like Fat Man on Batman and just talk about random dog shit on a Batman show with no Batman. So, talking about our robots today... This is the Sun Vulcan Robo, and there are two of them. I was just talking to a guy yesterday. I don't want to get his name wrong. I believe it's Ryan. I talked to him quite a lot, actually, but I only talked to him on Google. He doesn't post his comments on YouTube. I'm not 100% sure why. I think it's because he knows that I will answer him back, so he posts directly to my Google Plus all the time. But he's cool. He always sends me information about like the next show coming up, and he told me that there are two robots in this series.
Why did I only find one listed?
I'm almost positive.
Because you keep forgetting to go to the Wikipedia page to make sure that...
I went to the Sentai Wikipedia page.
He said something about there being two, I believe.
I found one robo and one cruiser ship thing.
I wonder if that's what he was mentioning.
Possibly, but one quick side note. I apologize to all our fans for me being sickly and coughing.
Well, he might... let us know after this video is posted, but I believe he said something about there being two robos. So, here he is.
And he wants a fist bump.
And he's also trying the bat ears, which simply does not work for him.
It's more like weird parody carbon copy bat ears.
Next!
That at least looks a little bit cooler.
I'm kind of okay with his shield thing. His sword's not tragic.
It's looking better than the last one with the banana sword that you want to draw a face on and have it start singing.
He's like, a little more rounded out.
A little more normal.
Next.
Oh, and here's the actual Zord in action with the team of three members. And the sword looks weird.
Didn't Samurai start with only three also?
No, five.
Was it? What Ninja Storm, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. Ninjas. Next.
That thing has teeth.
Dude, it does.
Yep.
Yeah, on the top left, it has some teeth on its whatever that is. And
it's like, is that like it's like vehicle mode?
One of them, it looks like there's like three vehicle modes, but the middle one's like a spaceship.
Whilst I am checking the Wikia for it, it says that it combines from the Cosmos Vulcan and the Bull Vulcan, so, I mean, maybe there is two of them.
I wonder if that's what he was referencing, if those two guys go together to make...
I'm kind of, the one on the far right, I'm kind of disappointed.
I'm guessing that's like a fortress mode or something.
That's kind of lame.
But we can see it looks like his final attack down towards the bottom-ish left. I guess that's his final attack with the sword slicing.
That looks very much like Voltron, like he doesn't have a sword or
something.
He puts it on his hand and then he...
I like how it's numbered. Like, number one, his forehead glows. Number two, the sword glows. Number three, now he's holding the sword while it's glowing. Number four, he's swinging it. Number five, he's continuing the swing. Number six, explosions.
Yeah, that's what happens with every robo final attack.
Yeah, but I just like how they numbered it.
And I guess on the very bottom corner is like his V thing does some kind of move or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, why does it look like he's doing the Generation X wrestling stuff down there? But he's like Generation V.
And then we get a bit of kanji or whatever there on the right side.
And he's still craving for that fist bump.
This.
Sometimes a robo just needs a friggin' bump, man.
Yeah, it's a bro thing.
It really is. He really wants it. Somebody should fist bump him before he kills you.
Next! Wait, what the...
It's a different pose.
Yeah, the Zord's got a different pose. Along with the Rangers, or Sentai team.
Next!
Yay, CG.
And we've seen worse CG.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Next!
We've also seen a Doug Funny Vest, but I mean...
This is more of a CG of the full thing.
Next! Wonder if that was like the picture... If you get used to watching like a lot of the Japanese shows, especially series, right before they cut to commercial, they'll show like the picture real quick, and it'll be like in Gundam, where it would be like doo 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 shoo. It would be like the Gundam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next.
Air fist bump.
Technically, that's not a fist bump. It's a fist pump.
Yeah.
He's rocking out at the punk show.
Next. Dude!
He's on fire!
Gohan, don't change the subject.
Strong Rushmore.
Strong Rushmore!
Obviously, this is a bit of battle damage.
Holy shit! He referenced Strong Rushmore!
And obviously this is a bit of a battle damage robo here, who must have been fighting a fire monster or something.
Nobody's going to know what just happened in this show, and the people that do, I'm going to be surprised. There is an independent anime on Newgrounds. It's done in all Flash animation, and don't let the first three episodes fool you. Because the animation does nothing but get better with every episode. It's called Shin. X-I-N. And there's one dude in it who does a move called Strong Rushmore where his fists go on fire, and then he punches you with fire fists.
Sadly, that's about as epic as that guy is. He gets his ass kicked a lot.
And somehow he has one of the strongest moves in the show, and he does nothing but get his ass whooped all the time.
Yeah.
And then there's that freaky, weird dude that, like, has a pain fetish. He wants to be hurt, so he's purposely getting into fights so he can get punched in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. But that dude is still nowhere as cool as the general that loses his mind and eats his own eyeball from Ninjai, the little ninja.
I know we're going off topic, yeah. But the Kickstarter for Little Ninjai, holy shit, dude. They released some previews to show what that animation is going to look like when they bring Ninjai back.
Is it going to look bomb?
Oh my god. Ninjai is coming back with the motherfucking fury.
Yeah.
Speaking of ninja,
I made Shane watch it.
This robo looks like a bit of a shade of Ninjor that we know.
Yeah, that, yeah, I guess.
That blue, yeah, for yeah. sure, yeah.
Next.
He's got a short sword?
No, that's actually, I think that's his arm.
Yeah, that looks like that's actually attached to his hand.
Like, I wonder if his hand can, like he can disconnect his hand and has, like, a blade.
Like a little knife thing?
Yeah, something like that.
Does he throw his shield like Kung Lao's hat?
Maybe.
Dude, that would be awesome because that could do some damage with
that. That would be kind of pimp. I mean, the only other thing he could do would be use it as like a precursor for rangers that we get later that have fans to cool you down with in battle.
Next.
We're back to the fist bump.
All right, we're back to fist bump. So, all right, let's rate this guy here.
Hold on, I forgot to do up the with thing and the bob and damn it, calculator! Yay!
You got it?
Yep, all set.
All right.
This isn't the worst one we've seen.
It's not the worst, but it's definitely not one of the best. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong.
It's kind of bland.
That's what I'm having trouble with. Like
there's nothing, yeah. Like, it's a very simple design. Like, there's, I mean, other than the weird bat ear helmet thing,
yeah.
Other than that, it's a pretty basic design for it. And there's nothing wrong with a basic design. I mean, there's not a lot of there's not a lot of detail, but there's not too much detail.
Yeah, exactly.
Which can also be a killer for these things.
But this was better than the last one, at least. So,
I like that they rounded this guy out. Like I said, he's more round, he's more sleek. The last guy was just too boxy.
Yeah.
I would think, I'm going to start this rating, actually. And because it's a basic design, there's nothing wrong with a basic design, I'm going to give it a 3.
I think I'm there with you. I think I'm as basic as I can allow.
And the fact that his fists are on fire, that's always a plus.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that actually was pretty sweet.
What do you think, Scott?
I'll go with a 3 as well.
All right, that's 3 threes. What about you? I know it's up to you.
Well, fuck, then we have our rating. It's a 3.
Dude, wow.
Once again, somehow with the robos, we can all fucking agree.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the Sentai costumes,
yep,
everybody's either digging on somebody or hating somebody so hardcore that we can't
recruiting,
fucking agree.
Or they just keep recruiting new rangers and new rangers and new rangers.
To the point where
when you need 13 motherfuckers, we're not going through this argument again.
When you need 13 motherfuckers to beat
I've
one motherfucker.
I've listened to this argument at work 6 times now, both on the actual review and on the countdown review. You don't need 13 goddamn Rangers. Now, the fact that it was a parallel universe, so you had one team of 6 and one team of 6, or however the fuck it broke down.
All right, fine,
that makes
fine.
More sense.
Okay,
but still,
hold up. Since we can't argue about that, let's argue about Cecil and Kane.
Why? Nick isn't here to defend his favorite
Dude,
character.
I remember the last time that came up, you were like, no, stop,
We're done with this argument. I'm sick of this fucking argument.
Yeah, because it was the 30th fucking time
the argument,
out of 17 Final Fantasy reviews.
The argument does not work until Nick gets here to defend his butt buddy.
It's true.
Yeah.
So,
if Nick can't defend the guy that he wants to butt rape day in and day out for the rest of his life.
So we've been running secondary topics as we've been doing this show, and I was requested one. So we're going to go ahead and do it. Our secondary topic to close the show out tonight is one of the guys asked, how did you get back in to Power Rangers? Because each one of us have mentioned that sometime around Turbo or after Space or Zeo or wherever and whenever that we kind of got out of it. We left and something had to have brought us back in either recently or a while ago, and he's curious to hear how did we decide to get back into it, because one day all of a sudden we were into it enough to do these reviews, we were interested enough. Why?
Well, I can start that off, and I can tell you where I stopped watching it and how I got back into it. I went as far as to completely watch all of up till Lost Galaxy. When we got to Lightspeed Rescue, I kind of got out of it because I thought it was a stupid-ass concept. I really didn't care for them. So I skipped, you know, Time Force, which it was a shame, by the way. I skipped Wild Force. And here and there, when I was bored and it was on TV, I did watch a little bit of Ninja Storm here and there. But it was Dino Thunder when I found out that Tommy Oliver was coming back. Because he was my favorite ranger growing up. And I'm like, oh, you're coming back? Oh, you're a black ranger now? I'm digging that. And we're going back to dinosaurs? Yeah. Yeah. I'm all for that. So Tommy coming back to the show was kind of what got me back into the show. And from there, I kind of started watching them again. And then I got out of it again because we got to Operation Overdrive, and that's dumb as hell. So I would watch a couple series that I thought were all right, and then when one that came up that I thought was stupid, I stopped watching it. So that's how I got back into it and got back out of it and now back into it.
It's funny that you mention that because Lost Galaxy starts okay, gets stupid, and then during the second half of the series just takes off. Like it really starts to rock.
See, I'm a little different because if I could sit there and watch all of Turbo, which was a terrible series, but I, no. Space was great. I enjoyed Space. Lost Galaxy I didn't have a problem with, but for some reason, this is the concept of Lightspeed Rescue really killed it for me.
I don't know if it's so much the concept. I'm just, you know how I've been going back through. I'm at Lightspeed Rescue now, and it, the last series that I just watched has a lot of American actors and whatnot and a lot of our own made footage, and then the storyline's pretty decent. And then all of a sudden, like, and I don't understand why, it looks old. Like, SPD Rescue or whatever looks very old. While you're watching it and it goes to the Sentai footage, it looks like it was filmed in the 60s. Like, it looks terrible.
Like somehow they hadn't upgraded their cameras in a few years.
And if you guys recall, when we did, when we finally got to those costumes, I also thought that because what did Nick call them? A peppermint swirl.
Well, Rangers. That's fine, but I mean, I have to give it up to the Rangers that work for Umbrella Corps.
Yeah.
Bill also said that too. Yeah. I just it wasn't so much the costumes back when I was watching it. I mean, I didn't care for them. I'm like, oh man, I've seen way cooler ones than this. It was just, I just didn't really care for the series in general. Like, I couldn't get into it. So that's where I stopped watching it. And then, like I told you, picked it back up, stopped watching it again. And then when I found out Tommy was coming back for the Legendary War, kind of got back into it. So he's basically the only reason why I keep coming back, because he keeps doing it.
Where are you at, Scott?
For me, I tried to stay with most of the Power Rangers stuff, and I think the last one I stopped at was after Dino Thunder. Cause
man, you made it a long time.
Unfortunately, yeah. I don't think I remember all of all the other stuff like the Light Force or Lightspeed Rescue and Lost Galaxy, because when I was sitting through it, I'm like, but yeah, as soon as I got through Dino Thunder, and I saw the first episode for
SPD would be next.
Oh, okay, I did get through that then. But where I stopped was when I watched the first episode of Mystic Force. I was like, screw this shit, I'm done.
Dang, you got one episode in?
Well, Mystic Force is...
it was more
it's
Disney-fied.
Real different.
Speaking of which, Disney took control at SPD, didn't they?
I
think Lightspeed Rescue is Disney.
I thought they were part of the Dino Thunder, too.
Yes, they control Dino Thunder. Dino Thunder was Disney.
Yeah.
But I think they take control right around SPD, Light Force. Because I read something about, like, they were trying to minimize monster contact, like all the fights, like outside of the suits where they would, you know, kick putties around and stuff like that. I heard that they tried to gear away from that, so you started seeing a lot more series that utilized like the guns and stuff like that, because you can shoot the shit out of a monster, but punching faces is rude.
When he was saying about Mystic Force, you know, getting through one episode and he couldn't do it anymore, it's because they kind of went a different direction than what we were used to. A lot of magic, a lot of fantasy type things, like,
which I have Harry Potter for that kind of stuff,
and like the fact that they all had wands and stuff. I mean, I would have to because I listened to all of our Sentai when I was at work. I listened to all of it. But I would have to go back and listen to that episode. I can't remember what we rated it, like whatever individual rated it. But it got a decent rating because their costumes weren't bad. It is like the only Power Ranger series that had a pop song as its opener instead of and you know what? That's not the worst thing ever, because I'm telling you right now, when you get into like Samurai and Megaforce, they just reuse Mighty Morphin's opening and just change it up very slightly.
Which the Megaforce is kind of where I kind of jumped back in.
Okay.
A little bit. I
Samurai sucked.
I
couldn't watch that.
I jumped a little bit into Megaforce, tried to watch a few of those episodes. Didn't see the Super Megaforce. The only way I saw Super Megaforce was this piece of the Legendary War.
Right,
and
yeah.
That's more or less been it.
Okay, so after doing a quick little bit of fact-checking, I guess Disney actually gained the rights to Power Rangers in 2003.
Oh, that's when they were doing that sparkly edition of the Mighty
2003
yeah.
Would have also been Ninja Storm.
Okay, so yeah, so from 2003 up to 2010, when in 2010 it went back to the guy...
Does it say what series they produces? What series they produce?
No, it's not giving me that, unfortunately. But, I mean, Walt Disney still owns it. It's just in 2010 and went back to the dude who actually owns Saban.
That Chaim Saban or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that Megaforce was on Disney. Oh, no, is that Nickelodeon?
It was on Nickelodeon.
I can't remember.
I think
it was on
Nickelodeon. Has Power Rangers now, I think.
Yeah.
Well, okay, they're showing it, but actual owner and distribution rights...
Goes to Walt Disney Company, yes.
Okay.
So then Disney would have all the rights to, like, the DVD releases, wouldn't they?
If they own the property,
yeah,
you would
Disney,
assume so, yeah.
Disney owns the
okay,
DVD.
This gets, okay, you guys are getting into something very complicated. Very, like, I'm telling you, I need, like, an hour-long episode just to explain it, so I'll break it down like this. When you talk about licensing... You need a license to show the show, a license to produce the show, license for, like, merchandising, license for DVD and sales of the show, and license for, like, distributing the show.
Advertising.
Yeah, it gets really crazy. That's what happened with Batman. The 1966 series, or I believe it was 66. It was 66, yes. Right? Okay, that
Batman
series...
Batman 66 was actually owned by, three different companies.
The reason it took so long for it to come out is that one company owned, the distribution rights or something.
I know that there's...
One company owned, the production rights and for some reason never let them go.
Do not quote me on this, but didn't that 1966 series air on WGN?
I think it aired
on several different things, TV Land and probably
it's,
WGN.
I think it's, WGN moved.
Has kind of popped in my head because I remember seeing in the corner of the TV it said WGN.
Didn't Fox?
Yeah,
have
but
a bit
that
of
also
it?
But
basically
just been
these.
The movie
well,
too,
no,
but still.
You're misunderstanding. The reason that went everywhere is because it moved into syndication.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a completely different. See, and that's a whole other idea in licensing because, yeah. Star Trek: The Next Generation is the first full syndicated series. It was not tied down to a single channel anywhere. So there were eight friggin' channels that got this thing. It was on Fox. It was on TNT.
Sci-fi. Yep.
It was on Sci-Fi. It was on everything, dude.
Yeah.
Which is another thing that helped its popularity.
Sci-fi kind of confuses me, but it's fine.
It also gave it. It also gave it the ability to be so free with the way it just, how do I put this? If you look at TV of its time, a lot of the companies were saying, the producers were it has to be like this because this is what sells. Where Star Trek was able to kind of take a back seat to that and be I think that we're going to tell our stories this way, and if the companies, if the TV shows, if the stations want to air it, they want to air it. If they don't want to air it, you know what? Fuck it, we're full syndication. We'll go somewhere else.
And we're Star Trek.
Star Trek is on.
That
WGN,
wasn't that wasn't quite a thing like you're understanding it because in '86 when they said, "Hey, it's Star Trek time," people were like, "No." Even Patrick Stewart, when he got in, the only reason he signed up to do it is because he expected to do it 1 year and have the show be canceled.
Yeah.
Even the people in the show said, this cannot be done, we'll be gone in a year. But when you get into licensing, you're talking some really crazy shit because Disney can own the commercial rights. And then, another company can own the DVD rights, and another company can own, the production rights, and another company can own, distributing rights or promotional rights. It's friggin' crazy.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Tetris. Tetris was actually owned arcade-wise. Tetris was brought over here to America through Sega. And Sega had the arcade cabinets, so Sega just assumed, dumbasses, that they were going to get it for their system. And then Nintendo snuck in there and was like, well, what about the home console rights? And they were like, oh no, nobody has those. And they were like, let me get that.
Oh, well, here's $2.
Thank you. And the next thing Sega knew, here come the Nintendo, and the Nintendo was like, check out this Tetris. You could play it at home. Sweet, right? And Sega was like, shit!
Yeah, that's not a joke. Nintendo's owned Tetris for many, many moons until they finally were like, nobody's playing these fucking games. I think it took until a little after the Super Nintendo before they were like, nobody's playing Tetris anymore.
I never knew who owned Tetris because Tetris is And if literally you
get,
on everything.
And then if you want to get incredibly technical, there were lawsuits about Tetris because the guy that brought it over here didn't handle that stuff right. And I guess it was never meant to be released in the USA, period.
Wasn't it based out of Russia?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the guy basically brought it over here and didn't handle all of his legal mumbo-jumbo.
It's
and,
Russian?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was Korean. I'm not going to lie.
No, I
Tetris
believe it's Russian.
It's a Russian game. That's the reason why the actual... You know the Tetris jingle? The da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da.
That's a Russian folk song.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. That's a legit Russian folk song.
Ladies and gentlemen, I feel stupid right now.
It is what it is.
I do.
You can't know everything, to be fair.
Sometimes history plays cruel, cruel jokes on you and makes you learn shit.
So, Seth, what about your Power Ranger?
I cannot tell you the exact moment that I fell out of it, but I can tell you that I only fell out of the shows. If you will notice on Bill's gaming wall, there's two games sitting up there. The first is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers game for the Super Nintendo. The other is Power Rangers Zeo Racing. I used to play the shit out of both of those because my younger brother and sister would want to sit and play the Super Nintendo sometimes, and I'd get sick of playing Mario and Donkey Kong all the time.
What about Power Rangers the movie?
No, we didn't have that one, unfortunately.
Okay. That is on the shelf now, though, yeah. Plus the Power Rangers Genesis. Okay, in case we decide to do this, we've been thinking about doing, like, playthroughs where we just play and hang out with the Power Rangers.
I can tell you right now that Power Rangers the movie one that you have,
yes,
for the Sega, was the only Power Ranger game I ever beat when I was a kid.
Well, I have Power Rangers the movie, Sega Genesis, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the fighting game for the Sega Genesis. I believe we have that Power Rangers Zeo Super Nintendo, which is a racing game.
Yep.
We have Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which is based on the show for the Super Nintendo. And then we have Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the fighting game for the Super Nintendo. And I believe that that's all that I've dug up. Like,
there's other games.
I might have like a Game Boy game or two, like I think I have time for.
They made a Dino Thunder game.
I kind of have access to the Game Boy Advance ones.
Yeah, so they made other Power Ranger games, but we only have the older ones.
Yeah, and like I said, every now and again, as much as I love Mario and Donkey Kong and, you know, shit like that, every now and again, you just kind of want to take a break from those and play another game. So I would still sit down and play the Power Rangers games. And like I said, because of the Racers 2 player, every now and again my brother and sister would get sick and tired of me spamming them with red shells and Mario Kart, or dropping banana peels everywhere, so they'd be like, you know what, let's just play a game where all you do is race.
So then you never actually got tired of Power Rangers in general.
Yeah.
Just kind of dropped off the show.
Yeah.
How far did you make it in the show?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I'm pretty sure if I were to sit down and watch it, I could tell you what I have seen and what I haven't as we're watching the episodes.
All right.
I know I made it into space. I started falling out. I know I saw a bit of, like, something else, and then I started falling out. And then randomly I would flip channels, and once or twice I saw, you know, Tommy as Professor Tommy Oliver and Dino, and... You know, I've seen a couple of the Samurai episodes. I watched The Legendary War with Bill, but like I said, it's been, like, sporadic. If it just happens to be on as I'm flipping channels and there's a monster fight, I'll stop.
I had.
After that, the only other thing I've seen was when Bill was watching the actual Train Rangers episodes, the actual Japanese Train Rangers episodes. I was like, all right, I'll watch those.
Even though I fell out of the show, I did go back, and every single American-made one.
Mm-hmm. Watched at least three episodes of.
Of every single series that we got here in America. So
now that I'm done trying to fight with my goddamn cough drops.
I can tell you which ones I thought were pretty good and which ones I'm like, no. Like I said, you get to Operation Overdrive. The only good episode is the one that when Adam comes back, that two-part episode.
So it's a good thing I missed it.
It was not good. Oh my God, I hated it. The enemies were lame. It's just that two-part episode was really interesting. That was, like, the only cool part about that series.
So what about the Bill?
Oh, I know where Bill fell out at. I know exactly where he fell out at. Turbo.
It was Turbo.
Yeah.
Turbo killed it for me very hard. Like, it was... Okay. Here's the thing. I started in Mighty Morphin, of course. Mighty Morphin... Got rid of a couple characters, brought in a couple characters. Okay. Then, like, another show comes on, and the characters kind of rotate, and they kind of develop and everything like that. But, like, when I got to Turbo, it was almost like a slap in the face. Not only was the show already, like, I was having trouble with it. I was like, man, this is terrible. Like, I don't like Divatox. Yeah. I think the bad guys are way too, you know... Just, I went from Zed to robots, which I wasn't too keen on, and then from robots, all of a sudden, I was dealing with Lady who, by the way, Divatox is such a bad villain, they couldn't even keep her casted. Like, they cast her as one person in the movie, another person in the series, and then go back to the movie actress at the end of the series.
Which one do they use for the beginning of Space? Because Divatox makes the appearance in the beginning of Space.
The one from the movie. Okay. The actress from the movie.
Well...
Because at that point, it was the same actress, and you could even tell because her boobs quadrupled in size.
I think she also appeared at the end.
I'm sorry if I'm vulgar.
I think you're right. I think she also appeared at the end of Space.
When every bad guy was...
Well, like, okay, you get into the movie. The actress is boobacious all over the place. Like, those things are ridiculous. And her costume is designed to specifically flaunt her breasticles. So the next thing I know, I'm like, holy crap. Like, that's pretty extreme for some Power Rangers. And then they go to the show, and the other actress is given a costume, which is about the same thing, but she doesn't have any boobs. So it looks really awkward.
Unless it's a push-up.
I don't know, man. Watch it. She basically has... She has tinies.
Yeah, he's kind of nice.
She's not bad looking. I'm just saying it's really awkward to go from one actress and then the next thing shows a different actress playing the same role, and then they went back to the other actress. Yeah. So it was confusing. Like, they can't even hold on to the same actress. And then...
Because, like I said, it was also around this time that I think, like, I was jumping back and forth between, like, I'd watch a little bit of Power Rangers and then, like, start watching Beetleborgs and shit as it was coming out and getting more hardcore into it than I was Power Rangers, but now, I was still kind of keeping up with it.
Was that the standard Beetleborgs or was that the metallic?
Both.
Okay.
But then they even took it a step further because, like, it's bad enough that they're doing that they're they can't hold on to their villain actress. But then, like, Zordon leaves, they change the Alpha, the entire cast of Rangers changes, and I end up liking one person. That's it. TJ. That's it.
Well,
oh, yeah, I remember
another thing that made Turbo so difficult was because, other than, you know, Diva Talks, her cronies. You remember, I don't remember his name. Remember
the
that,
fish people?
The white one.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Oh, my God, he was so annoying. And then you had that weird one with, like, a shell for, like, a body. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
He was a weird-ass
one.
I thought he looked kind of cool compared to the rest of them. But that's not saying too much.
Plus, they were always in that submarine.
Yeah, the submarine was their freaking base. I mean, come on. Zed had a freaking castle on the moon. You're a submarine.
Well, after that, like, I ended up falling out because of that. There was just too much stuff changing. And the atmosphere seemed like it was altering pretty heavily. So I dropped out, and I didn't actually make it to space. Man, what brought me back? I can't say that I ever necessarily lost interest. It was just that show really killed it for me. And later on, I ended up with access, of course, to the internet because, you know, time. Well, it is what it is. Like, the internet, like, back in 95 when I got my computer in, like, 94, and I started messing around with internet, like, early 95, and the internet is a very different monster now, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, now
you
there's
mean,
all
you
this...
You mean, like, how now there's rules, like Rule 34?
Well, I mean, there's just so much you can get.
AOL.
Easier now. Like, okay, like on the old dial-ups and stuff like that, I could have never had the access that I have today where when I got back on, something hit me one day. I can't remember what, but I was like
the microphone.
I was like, I want to see Sentai. So the first thing I did was download Zoolanges and I watched that and I was like, holy shit. And then that got me interested to go back and watch our stuff again. So I watched the American stuff again to compare the two, and then I went from that to basically like rampaging back into it, and I wanted to know what I'd missed. So now I've been buying them season by season and doing that type of stuff.
When you can get the full seasons.
And I've been watching the Sentai when I can watch it. And no, they do. The full seasons. I've got almost all of them over there. What they're releasing them by full season now.
No, but I mean when they first made that first box set, they weren't all full season.
Well, in a way they were because Power Rangers didn't run. Like, okay, now Power Rangers changes every single year. Every year there's a new team that comes in and a new set of powers and new costumes and new Rangers. Where back then, like the first season of Turbo is like the original guys, and then the second season is the new guys. And our Mighty Morphin Rangers got three seasons plus a fourth shoot-off season, which was an in-between story arc.
They also got their own movie.
That moved into Zeo.
Movie.
And Zeo is two seasons. So, like, that's what I'm getting at. It's not... It just Power Rangers has changed. They know now that you're going to lose interest, so they keep it quick. Like, 1 year, one Ranger team, move on.
I have a quick question for you. Since you said that you've been buying the series as they come out.
Yeah.
What is it? I'm assuming it might just because of the price, but how come you didn't go out and buy the big boxes that came with the series? Like the first, you bought the first box that came with just Mighty Morphin.
To keep up.
The next box came
out
with...
To keep up. Okay. Okay, because, like, I borrowed Scott's box set.
I had the Mighty Morphin set.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Box set.
And they came out with another next box set that had, like, Zeo Turbo,
yeah.
Space and Lost Galaxy.
Yes, I'm still wanting to get at some point.
And then the next one comes with, like, you know, the redneck. They keep putting, like, four or five series
like
in
five,
one.
Maybe five, six in each, but I think they probably stopped by now. So.
The only special features I would have cared about were on the first box set. That's it. Otherwise, I don't really care.
It's not much of bonuses anyway.
I know. So. I watched him. I was not impressed. But it gets really old really fast, like the special features. So I don't need them because they really were not impressive at all. And if I buy them this way, one season at a time, as they come out 1 month at a time, I'm actually more inclined to finish them. Because if I have like 60... Because I have like... somewhere around 20-something movies, five series at least, and then every month a season of Power Rangers that's on TV, plus the season that they're releasing on DVD that I've still got to catch myself up on, and all of the Sentai, it would be overwhelming to buy the box sets.
So you look like my DVD wall that I have with the wrestling and the TV and the movies.
Like, you can't keep up, especially with the way today is. Like, I'm a comic book fan, and there has never been a more prominent time for comic book owners and fans than right now. Love it or hate it, this is your time. This is your time to educate people on comic books in general, to share your knowledge, to get it out there, to be a part of what's going on. Like, almost every other movie that comes out right now is comic book based. And almost every other show that's coming out right now is based in comic books. Whether they're not or are based in comic books. Because, like, Heroes, like the new Heroes that came out, let me tell you something, people. If you somehow don't know, that's comic book. Whether it's labeled or whether it's had a comic book behind it or not, that's comic book. And I just recently was sitting down at Michelle's sister's, and I saw them watching a show, and I was like, this blows my mind. And her mom was like, what? And I was like, this is as comic book as it gets. I'll bet you they have a comic book writer doing this show. And I don't even know what the show was, and I just knew that this was a comic book. So, this is it. It's your time to get in on it. Or if you're not in on it, you know, it is what it is. But with me being into comic books now, I have The Arrow, I have Flash, I have Gotham, I have friggin', like, it's too much. And there's more coming out. And sooner or later, they're gonna do Green Lantern. And I don't even, like, if they do that, if they do a show for Green Lantern, that's going to have to be huge. Like, they cannot simply do, like, Green Lantern cannot be a side character. And if they do a show for Green Lantern, it's going to get real complicated real quick, because the show is going to have to take place on Oa and throughout all of the sectors and deal with the Red Lanterns and the Green Lanterns and the Orange Lantern and, you know, Yellow Lanterns, and will it start that Sinestro is a Green Lantern, and we'll have to see him fall throughout the course of season one, and like the Green Lantern mythology is huge. Like, alone, by itself, the Green Lanterns could be their own comic book universe. It's that big.
Yeah, then you gotta run the argument of, then if he gets his own show, then after how many seasons does it take before they start running Green Lantern, Green Arrow? Because they do it.
That was prominent during the 70s. Green Lantern and Green Arrow had a huge comic run.
And Shane apparently has nothing to say now.
No, I drew a blank for a second.
He didn't really know much. He doesn't really know much about that universe, but that is primarily why I'm not buying giant box sets, because I can't keep up as it is.
Right, that makes sense.
Look at Scott over there. He's just holding his mic. He's not saying anything. He's just holding it.
Because I'm thinking. I'm thinking about what I'm going to try and say.
Well, you don't think when you're on a couch. You think best when you're on the toilet. That's a law.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Oh, my. Well, we are at our closing. We're hitting our 45 minutes. This is only an hour show, so anybody have closings?
I apologize for coughing in everybody's face all night.
I guess that works. You got anything, Scott? You were thinking pretty hard.
Nope.
Okay. Nope. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.